Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good morning on a Thursday. It's 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Luke Sloan's voice, you just heard it on the updates. He'll be with us all morning. John, how are you?
I'm good. It's a rough morning, but I have recovered from the last, 5 minutes, which made it a rough morning because...
Yeah, I was a little concerned how today's going to go when you asked us where your backpack is.
Yes.
And it while it was on your shoulder.
But very concerned, like... Dude, where is my bag, right? Like, what did I do with it? I'm looking at you. I'm like, wait, you mean the one on your shoulder right now? Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's that one, John.
Yeah, because it has my desk key in it. So I knew that I had to have it in here somewhere. And then, and I'm instantly thinking, all right, one of you guys is messing with me. Like, you hit my bag. All right, somebody's about to get beat up. And I literally was like, wait a second, because... My routine, when I get in here first, I take out some of the stuff in my bag that I need for the show, and I put it at my workstation here in the studio. And I thought, did I, for the first time ever, take my bag in and leave it in there? Because I never do. I take it out of my bag, leave my bag at my desk, come in here. And then I was looking down. I'm like, where is my bag? And Heather looks at me with the, you're a dumbass look. You mean the one that's on your back? So that here we go.
Wide awake and ready to go, John.
One of those days.
Yep. So I was about ready to say something, and you said what you said, Heather. Yeah. But I saw the backpack on your bag, and I thought you had another bag with you or something.
Right.
And I was literally about to say, is it up front? Because you got here first today and had to turn on the lights.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe that was out of your norm and that you had sat it there.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was a little bit off today.
Lights have been off every day this week when we come in. That's never happened really much before. I don't know what's going on.
So who at the end of the day is like walking through and doing energy
turning
saver
off lights?
Mode?
There's usually a different person here.
I'm very concerned.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like somebody we don't
what's
know.
What's it, in honor of the Tigers play?
Oh, no.
You turn the lights out? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Turn the power off. Turn the bats
no
off.
No power last
yeah,
night.
No doubt.
Shut out. It's frustrating. Okay, it's 4.5 now, John. And AJ, you hear the quote in the update there. Pressure packed. Where are you at? Not nervous? Are you anxious? How would you describe your emotions?
Just
like yesterday,
mad.
We were annoyed.
I'm just mad because we wanted a good outing by Jack Flaherty. Did we not get a good outing by Jack Flaherty?
Solid.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay, he gets through five and, you know, punches the last one out after Chris Fetter comes up. And I'm mad that it's not over. I was frustrated. I was annoyed yesterday. And today I'm just angry.
Scooble on the mound today, I think, is the saving grace for people. But if they lose the Scooble start, if they're swept by the Guardians, if the lead is down to 3.5, if this continues the way it's going, Detroit's currently 5-9 in September. If they lose today, 5-10 in September. Like, now we're starting to use the C word. Now we're talking about a collapse.
Oh, I thought you were going to say choke.
Oh, sure, that one too.
Yeah.
But this is, you're putting it on Scooble today. Go out and win. You do, it's back up to 5.5 with under 10 to go. And
well, that's what you do with your ace.
Yeah. So I'm not like at the panic, anxious, nervous. lose today and those emotions all start to crowd around and they're hanging out in the same room as us.
Well, there's also this cloud of we all want to see Scooble pitch today and we all want him to look like Scooble.
Healthy and dominant.
Yeah. And it's this is where, you know, and it's playoff baseball, right? You got to slam the door at some point. Throw your ace out there and, you know, it's not going to be all done today. One win doesn't cure everything, but it sure will help with my anger.
If you win today, it's presumably because Scooble's Scooble. You'll get him at least one more time against the Guardians and then another time, if necessary, at the end of the regular season. It would go a long way to go, hey, I feel like I got a couple more wins in my back pocket with Tarik Skubal on the mound. And Cleveland, as hot as they've been, they're not going to catch us.
Yeah, put them back in their place.
Right. How do people feel today? Because I'm telling you, social media after the game, it's a...
Social media, that's always a great place to be,
right? I know, I'm just telling you, it's very... There's a lot of unrest right now.
Well, and Tanner Bibee, it's not like...
No, he's not great.
Well, no, but I mean, he's kind of been one of those pitchers that has somewhat had the...
The Tiger's number.
Yeah.
And I just mean, like, you got to... Pretty big edge. His ERA's over, what, it's like 4.5?
Right. It's four, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so throw Scooble on the mound.
And
have
win.
Scooble go six. Win a game.
Have him go six. Go as far as you need to go.
7, 8, 10.
Go as far as you need to go to 15. Win the game. It's playoff baseball.
They have to treat it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's been a lot of talk. Like Riley Green, I think the quote was like, no one's feeling pressure. Some pressure is healthy. Some pressure is a good thing. And maybe you want to relabel it and because AJ doesn't think, you know, you don't want it's not daunting. Fine, it's urgency. There should be urgency for this baseball team right now. And it needs to show up in the way they play.
It does. It needs to show up in the way they play. And it's preparing a mindset for when the postseason actually is here, when it's actually playoff time. It's the sense of urgency that you want to feel from the team that they understand what's at stake. And yes, they still have a 3.5 game lead. That's great.
4.5 right now.
So 4.5, sorry. But let's put your foot on their throat and just choke them out. Mm-hmm. So I know that sounds very violent at 6:08 in the morning, but
in the
you
sports
gotta
sense.
Have yeah. let's finish it.
Yeah, put this
go
thing
full
to
Karate Kid. Finish him.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. A check in with people as you wake up the next morning. Look, I started going further back, right? So they're in this stretch where they're 1-5 in the last six, 5-9 in the month. Even in the second half of the year, they're three games below 500. You know, and there's two conversations here. There's the hold off the Guardians, win your first division crown in 11 years. There's fight for the two seed, which is, what, a game and a half right now. Houston is the team right behind them. Detroit has the tiebreaker. And then there's the broadest conversation, which is whether it's the division crown, whether it's a first round bye, what are they actually going to do when the playoffs start? And when I tell you, they haven't played well in the second half. They haven't played well in the month of September. They haven't played well this week. I don't think they're going to play very well when they get in the postseason.
It's just maddening. I am curious as to we heard it yesterday, where some even thought. Scott Harris should be fired. It should be, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to completely choke. I don't think that that's at risk, but the division, how much at risk is it?
I mean, the percentages would tell you they have like a 90 some odd percent chance of winning this division. Lose today and it won't feel that way.
Right.
And if a game can shift it that dramatically, you probably don't have like a 95% chance to make the division championship.
So the Guardians get the Twins this weekend, four games in 3 days, a doubleheader Saturday. And so easy matchup. It's at Minnesota. The Tigers get the Braves, who are on a five-game winning streak.
Yeah.
I'm pinning a little bit of this lately on maybe Gleyber Torres. He's 7-for-50 this month. You know, he's been a key part. He's not playing like an all-star right now. Small window. But they need him to get back to the way he was hitting. He's down at under 260 now hitting.
Time to move Dingler up in the order.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
go ahead and ask AJ that today.
Hey,
swap
AJ.
Dingler and Torres.
Yeah, should you just flop those two?
AJ, we were looking at the numbers for your lineup, and we have some notes we want to pass along.
Yeah.
I have the percentages in front of me, John, from FanGraphs, in terms of like the likelihood of the Tigers doing all of the things we've been discussing. To make the playoffs, it's a 98% chance.
Okay.
It feels that way to people, but 98%
chance
they make
the playoffs.
Well, I think
making the playoffs,
okay.
I don't know that we'll argue that.
Win the division,
yeah.
95% chance. Does it feel like 95%?
No, it doesn't. Right. And so here's where you could say maybe it does, where you're going to have two Scooble outings against the Guardians.
Right. And those are worth double.
Those are worth double. And but you're also going to have, what, one more Scooble start? But does that mess you up for?
Depends what you need to play for.
Right.
Which is the next stat I was going to give you. FanGraphs gives them a 59% chance to clinch a bye.
Ooh, now it's getting interesting.
Yeah, and, well, and the last one is win the World Series 7%.
So the bye is 1.5.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The bye is a 1.5 game lead now over the Astros, who they hold the tiebreaker over. So that's a key little element. The fact that they've jeopardized the bye is driving me insane. Like I've gone from annoyed to mad. Like it's unbelievable that they just haven't been able to close the door here. You said 7% chance for the World Series. Adam, where are you from? Do you think I have any chance of winning the World Series, Jim?
Currently, no.
I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I did it.
I would say 7% chance. Yeah, I know. You got him into the Costa curse. Everyone else is now cursed.
I trapped him with a natural reaction from the heart reaction.
248-539-9797. Look, whatever this team needs, I'm here to help.
You're our witch.
Phone calls, ticket text, Tiger Baseball. We also have tickets to give away to see Nate Bargatze this hour on the show. Comedian will be at Little Caesars Arena in August of next year. You're going to want to listen for a certain drop this hour for your chance to win those tickets. It'll be Dan Dickerson saying, oh, come on. When you hear that, and I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that today, you're going to want to call in, win that pair of tickets for Nate Bargatze. We have Thursday Touchdown coming up at 6:35, 2 Grand Slam today. And yeah, we've alluded to it, AJ Hinch at 8:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each and every week. To get in this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you're going to win your bet plus a share of the bonus bets. And I would take anybody on the Bills. Maybe it's Josh Allen to run one in. It could be James Cook. Keon Coleman, if you're a Spartan fan, there's a lot to pick from. But I would probably stay on that side of the ball. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to take your shot at a jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza?
sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Riley Green. That no pressure comment didn't sit well with people.
Well, there's always going to be a matter of pressure.
It's how you handle it.
Yeah. And
I don't think you should run from the fact that it's there.
No.
It's healthy.
But I would still say everybody would admit that would you rather be sitting where the Tigers are or where the Guardians are? The Guardians aren't even in a playoff position.
I was just telling you off air, the Cleveland Morning Show asked their audience who has more pressure today, the Tigers or the Guardians. And you said it's them. They're not even in the playoffs.
Right.
But I think they're looking at it as we don't expect to be in the playoffs. We're not any good. The Tigers are the ones that are trying to avoid a collapse or a choke.
I think it's the Tigers. I think with your guy, your ace going today and coming off the scare injury from Friday night, and they're 5-1. The Guardians are 5-1 at Comerica Park this year. This is a repeat of the other series. The Guardians won the first three games in that series, and then Scooble saved the day at the end, so the Tigers can get swept.
And the
same
thing's
in play today, and I think that's an interesting little twist on the game today because the Guardians. The Guardians are probably talking about that, saying, look, yeah, we mailed it in or whatever, and yada, yada. Man, they were awful that day. Remember, that was one of Scooble's most dominant outings this season.
Arguably his finest hour. Look, the Tigers are supposed to win today. They should win today. Inherently, that puts pressure when you're supposed to do something and you aren't doing it. 5-9 in the last, since the month of September started.
Okay, but are they in a must-win situation?
No. Neither is Cleveland.
I think Cleveland is in a must-win. They're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot.
Yeah, with, 10 to go? And they have another 3 against the Tigers coming up next week.
I think they're in a must-win for the division. This thing goes back to 5.5. I think you can sew it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the
key. Kind of what you said yesterday. It's all about really
splitting the next two. Yes, Flaherty and Scooble split the next two starts, put them in their place.
Eventually, you got to start just the math on it. 5.5 with 10 to go.
Well, that's why I gave people odds today. It's still a 95% chance they win the division. It doesn't feel that way. And if Scooble loses today, it's certainly not going to feel that way.
Baseball is a numbers game. And the thing is, feels like doesn't
equate to pressure for the guys that are in the game.
But it doesn't just relate to math. The bottom line math is it's 95%. Math doesn't have feel.
Right.
Right. And it's also like fans may feel like there's more pressure on the Tigers, less pressure on the Guardians. But if your math doesn't math, it's simply they're 2.5 games out of even being in the postseason. In 10 days, their season's over. So if they really want to make the postseason, the pressure is all on them.
I don't think they expect to make the postseason would be the point.
Okay.
Well, Expectations lead to pressure, right?
Then there's no pressure.
Right.
There's no pressure.
Right. They're just some lousy team that suspended two of their best relievers are suspended. They didn't do anything at the trade deadline. They don't spend any money on their baseball team. They're a bunch of schmucks. And here they are. There's no pressure on them from that standpoint. Here we are, the big bad baseball team that sat in first place for 150 days.
No, I said when I said there's no pressure on the game then for either team.
What do you mean?
I just said,
I'm telling you the optics, the backdrop.
The optics, the fans, all that stuff. But we're talking about Riley Green saying there's no pressure,
but there's expectation. That's what leads to pressure.
Okay, but the expectation is that they are going to win the division, and it may take longer than people want, fans want, but they're confident that they're going to sew it up.
Adam in Gibraltar, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, I woke up a little frustrated today. I mean, talk about pressure. There's a lot of pressure on the Tigers today. There's no question about it. They lose this game with Scoop on the mound. You got to think about it. They have Atlanta coming in. And then, you know, Atlanta has a decent offense. Their pitching has been terrible this year. But, I mean, our pitching in the second half has been god-awful. You look at it next week, you go to Boston. They're hot in the second half. And then you go to Cleveland, who's your kryptonite. Yeah, this is a must-win, 100%. This is a must-win game for the Tigers. But they're giving me 06 vibes. Because if you recall, they had a bad September. They blew the nine-game lead.
They didn't win the division. Yeah.
I mean, this kind of gives me kind of like 06 vibes. Not saying they're going to go to the World Series this year, but if they blow this lead, having a 15.5-game lead going to the All-Star break, or
right around that time,
I think Scott Harris has to look. He has a decent squad. They're very young. But he has to put a core of veteran hitters in that lineup, because I don't think they have one lefty hitter that can hit a lefty besides maybe Riley Green. They don't have a pure left-handed hitter that can hit against right and left-handed hitters. I mean, and they're missing a third baseman. So, I mean, they try to get Bregman this year. I get that. I'm not bringing up the whole Bregman thing, but it has to create a sense of urgency for the front office to make this team better
right
in the offseason if somehow they miss the playoffs.
Or even if they limp in and don't do anything, I think it does create the urgency either way, but certainly if they miss. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Hey, when it comes to fall colors, we've got the best place to view them.
Oh, okay.
Right here in our own backyard. Yes, the Upper Peninsula has been named America's best destination for fall colors, according to USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. There you go. I mean, something we all knew, right?
Yeah, we all knew that. Yeah.
The ranking, of course, highlights the region's breathtaking transformation each autumn, fall, whatever you want to call it, as over 8 million acres of forests turn into the vibrant reds, golds, oranges.
Yellows,
yes. And, of course, there's a ton of places to view all these beautiful colors up in the UP. So pretty cool. If you're going to travel up there to see the fall colors, the week of September 28th will be near peak conditions. The week of October 5th will be peak fall colors in the UP. So that's where you're going to want to go.
Sounds cool. Good.
Yeah, for sure. You might remember this story. There was a story that happened in Troy where a bunch of specialized racing wheelchairs were stolen.
Oh, yeah.
It's super expensive, right? Well, all of them that belong to a nonprofit organization have been recovered. They were found nearly 100 miles away in a foreclosed home's garage. So there's still a lot of mystery surrounding this. But the wheelchairs were discovered when a new property owner who purchased the home at auction found them hidden in this back room in the garage. And the only reason he realized what they were is that whoever stole them, it looked like they were going to try to sell them. And they had to get all the logos off. But
everything was scraped.
Well, they scraped it, but there was still like an imprint of the logo that remained in these wheelchairs. So the new owner thought, I'm going to Google this.
Yeah.
Found the story about how they were all stolen. So that's how they're back. Unfortunately, some of the parts are missing. Some of them are too damaged that need to be replaced. But the organization says, hey, this isn't going to slow us down. We're going to get this stuff replaced. We're going to get all of them.
Maybe they got a lead on actually who took them then.
I know. Well, the police are still investigating that, but at least they've got now connections. I'm sure they can find out who had that home previously and get down to business. They still haven't found the trailer either that was stolen as well. On Wednesday morning, a Detroit woman woke up to find her car burning in flames in her driveway. And a security camera at her home captured a person pouring an accelerant on the car before setting it on fire and running away. And the woman says this isn't the first time that something has happened to her vehicle. It's actually the third time somebody vandalized her car. Back in March, somebody poured sugar in the gas tank. Then that same thing happened again last week, and she had just gotten the car back from being repaired from the sugar when it was lit on fire. Apparently, the first time the sugar incident happened, her son and his girlfriend had broken up. And while there's no proof that the girlfriend had anything to do with it, that's kind of what they maybe thought was, oh, maybe.
The woman scorned.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like that's the case anymore. Anyway, now the police are investigating the vandalism. ABC is taking Jimmy Kimmel Live off the air indefinitely because of comments that were made in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. It happened during his opening monologue. He was suggesting that the man accused of fatally shooting Kirk was aligned with President Trump's Make America Great Again movement. ABC's decision to pull Kimmel was reportedly based on pressure from affiliates. Nexstar, which is a company that owns more than 200 TV stations nationwide, told the network that it was preempting the show. The FCC had also previously threatened to take action over his remarks as well.
See, that's the thing that doesn't sit well with me. The government shouldn't be pressuring people to kick him off the air. If ABC doesn't want him on the air because he made a mistake, that's ABC's business. But we shouldn't have government stepping in and pushing people and pressuring people off the air. That's just against free speech. We shouldn't be doing that.
It's National Cheeseburger Day, and local and nationwide chains are celebrating with some free deals and special offers. So there's a lot of local places. If you want to go on a first date to Applebee's, they've got deals going on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you can dine in, use the app, order to go.
Oh, so you could actually have Applebee's at home.
Yeah, yeah. You can get a classic burger and classic fries for $8.99. Typically, it's $15.49.
Okay, so you deal. Get, yeah, a dub two yep. for under $20. Yep.
Buffalo Wild Wings has deals if you're a reward member. One of our favorite, one of my husband's favorite burger places, Bunkhouse Burgers in Clarkston, has a deal too. They're $2 today, burger, so I'm sure he'll go
steal.
and take part in
give
that.
Give me five.
Burger King has things. McDonald's, you can get a double cheeseburger for 50 cents when you go through the mobile app.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds like a deal.
With the news. Yeah. All right. We've got Thursday Touchdown coming up next. It's 97.1. All right, Lions fans, it's time to roar louder than ever. The 2025 season is here, and so is the ultimate way to celebrate. I'm talking about 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila. It's back as the official tequila of our Detroit Lions. From pregame tailgates to postgame celebrations, 1800 Tequila brings a smooth, bold flavor to every moment. You can sip it in a sideline marg, or you can enjoy it straight. Either way, you're raising your glass to a championship season. Make 1800 Tequila part of your game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, official tequila of the Detroit Lions. Proximo 1800tequila.com. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
kick off the football weekend with the Thursday touchdown.
Alrighty, Michigan State is 3-0, but their defense can't stop anything. USC has scored 165 points in three games. Is there a fix for the Spartans' defense for Saturday night?
Well, okay, if just looking defensively, there's always a fix. And sometimes you're just hoping for some drops from the other team. That's not a fix for the defense, but it's blitz. It's create turnovers. When you are tackling a ball carrier, running back or receiver, gang tackle, rip, scrape, scratch, claw, do whatever you got to do to get that ball out, create more opportunities for your offense. The best fix for this defense is Aiden Childs to go out there and score as many points as possible.
It feels like shootout's their only shot. You're right, though. You got to disrupt, stunts, press, blitz, take chances. Understand you're going to get beat, but you need to disrupt and force a takeaway or two.
Well, you guys think USC is going to hang 40, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Michigan State did win a game this year where they allowed 40. So I think one of the keys to this game is how good is USC's offense. If USC's offense is very good, Michigan State's in big trouble.
Well, sure. I mean, that's why the spread is, what, 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And growing.
Michigan travels to Lincoln. John's going to be there to take on the Cornhuskers on Saturday at 3:30. Is a 3:30 start the best start time for a college football game?
No. It's 8 p.m. under the lights with a full day of buildup and the perfect environment.
You're disgusting. It's noon.
11
it's
o'clock,
too late
right,
to stay
it's,
up?
Yeah, if it's Central Time Zone, which I'll be in, it 11 a.m., absolutely, that's the best time. And here's why. And I actually, 3:30 may be the least desirable. I don't like night games, but 3:30, if you're going to the game, then you have to leave at halftime of the previous game, and you don't get home until halftime
Most
of the
people don't
of the
go
other
to the game,
game,
though. That's my question here. It's like, for me, a 3:30 start is perfect. It's ideal for a day, especially with a family. Usually you got your stuff out of the way with the kids and stuff. But more so, I think it's the background. I think as you get into late September and the sun starts to set and you get the shadows the horizon sort of, you know, where the sun's not completely
guys,
getting
oh,
in.
Oh, sure. Take a great picture.
And 8 o'clock sucks.
Guys, prime time is prime time. It's where you put your best. It's why Death Valley at night. It's why the whiteout is at night for Penn State. There's a reason the best matchups have the atmosphere at night.
Michigan, Ohio State, noon.
I like it. I mean, look, yep. It doesn't bother me, but I prefer 3:30 just for the setting. All right. Clemson is 1-2 with losses to LSU and Georgia Tech. And their one win was against Troy, and that thing could have been a disaster. They were down 16-0 at the half. Is Dabo Swinney really on the hot seat, or has he built up too much equity to be fired?
Way too much equity to be fired. No, he's not on the hot seat. And some people will say, well, he's not winning a championship this year, so fire him. Okay, I always ask the question, who's next? Who's going to be better? Especially in this era of all of the best college coaches or coordinators don't really want to be there anymore. They want to go to the NFL. Who is next? Clemson isn't a perennial powerhouse. Dabo has made them a perennial powerhouse. They've won the conference 7 out of the last 10 years. They've won a national championship. Is there somebody that they're going to hire that's going to be better?
So it's always convenient when you do 7-10. You could also say 2 of the last 4, and you could point out they've lost 3 or more games 4 consecutive seasons on their way to 5 consecutive seasons. They have lost steam. They're going in the wrong direction. I don't think they're going to fire him, but the act that he's infallible, he's no longer the coach he once was.
I'm not saying he's infallible. The question is, should he be fired? And the answer is no.
I think no yet. I think there might be his... The way he tied himself to Klubnik. Klubnik was a humongous recruit for them. Everybody thought Clemson is going to, he's got his guy like Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson again. And it hasn't worked. And you know what it reminds me of? Is Harbaugh hooking himself to Shea Patterson for so long.
Yeah.
You know, don't let your quarterback take you down, because he clearly hasn't performed the way he was expected to. All right, the Lions had 3 big issues after their loss to the Packers. It was the O-line, the D-line, and the coordinators. They did a great job of correcting these issues against the Bears. But which of these issues remains a concern for you?
D-line. Davenport's hurt. We already didn't think they had enough there. Can they win one-on-one consistently? No. That's my biggest concern still.
Yeah, it's D-line. There's no question. The offensive line performed better. And the coordinators, I thought, have performed admirably. We liked what we saw from John Morton, this offense, obviously in week 2. And, you know, I've liked some of the adjustments that Kelvin Shepard has made in-game. But then you look at that D-line, and it's the same thing. They're not putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And 4 sacks late in the game when you're up by 30 points, to me is at a minimum what you should get. But when you don't know if you're going to have Davenport and then you still say we're good, you're not.
No.
I say I still got a little question out there about Kelvin Shepherd, and I think, you know, it's his job to make this work without Davenport. He is an inexperienced coordinator. I love what he had to say after the game, after the Packers game. I mean, look, I'm kind of just trying to be a little bit different than you guys here, but I think this is an interesting spot for Kelvin Shepherd going against Lamar Jackson to see what he can do against the Ravens offense. 10 teams are 2-0, and 10 teams are 0-2. Don't be too obvious here. Give me a little creativity.
Come on, dude.
Seriously, you're going to say the Chiefs. Okay. I know you are. So give me a 2-0 team that misses the playoffs, and give me an 0-2 team that makes the playoffs.
All right. I'll go ahead and change my answers because I was going to go Bengals.
Chiefs.
Which is, I mean, it is. Okay, you ask an obvious question, you get an obvious answer.
Sorry.
All right. So if I'm going to go ahead and change on the fly, the 2-0 team that doesn't make it, I'll just say it's Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I don't know how much of the quarterback play you can trust. I don't know how much of, is it for real? Daniel Jones, really? But he's performed great. Maybe the best quarterback in performance in two games. So if you're making me change my answer, I'll say them. And the 0-2 team, the Houston Texans.
Cardinals are my 2-0 team that doesn't make it. You have three 2-0 teams in the West. I like the Niners and the Rams more, so process of elimination. And look, for 0-2 teams, the Chiefs are the obvious one. If you're not going to do the Chiefs, the next one is the Texans.
I agree
with
you.
So I'm going to go Texans then.
Yeah.
All right, that was a stupid question.
No, it's not a stupid question. You just got the right answer.
I'm going with Arizona and the Chiefs.
Okay, yeah.
Obvious.
Derrick Henry ranks 18th all-time in leading rushing yardage in the NFL. He trails Emmitt Smith by about 6,700 yards for the number one spot. Where will Henry end up on the all-time rushers list? Will he even pass Barry Sanders?
Okay, warning, math alert. Got to do a little bit of number crunching on this. He ran for 1,900 yards last year at age 30. That's an anomaly. I went back since his first 1,000-yard season, and that seven-year span, he averaged 1,450 a season. If he does it this year and the next two, it gets him to 1,600. It passes Barry, and it puts him third all time.
So I came up a little bit shy of you. And again, alert math. I think he hits over 1,500 this year. And then in whatever combined years he runs, I'm just going to say two more after this. If he averages 1,200 yards, he does pass Barry, but he comes up a little bit shy of Frank Gore. So I think he's in the 15.5 to 16K total yards. Yeah, so he ends up fourth.
I'm with John, or Jim. I think he will pass Barry by a little bit, but fall short of Walter Payton. I think we've a little bit overlooked just what a specimen this guy is. Seriously, I don't think we've
overlooked that at all. I mean, he's pretty obvious that he's a hell of a freak.
He is a horse, man, for this day and age in NFL. All right, finally, the big news out of the NFL last weekend was Joe Burrow's out for 3 months with turf toe. A little bit of a benefit for the Lions coming up in a few weeks. Jake Browning is now the Bengals' starting quarterback. Should the Bengals trade for Kirk Cousins?
No. And it's a simple answer. I don't even think they're questioning that in Cincinnati, because first of all, it's not a turnkey. You don't just insert quarterback and he knows offense. Like, it would take weeks for him to get up to the speed of where Jake Browning is. Plus, what are you getting for the money? You might not even be getting a quarterback that much better than Jake Browning. So no, I don't even think they're considering it.
But that's why you bring him in, to try to get him up to speed so you have options. It's certainly better than adding Sean Clifford to your practice squad. I mean, come on.
How's he still getting chances? I will say this, John, where I disagree with you is I agree with you most times in terms of getting up to snuff with the offense and all that stuff. But they do have two weapons at receiver that would make his job a lot easier. It's a unique situation.
No question. But in this offense, you're going to have to score 30-plus points a game because your defense is going to give it up. I don't think he comes in, even with those two weapons, and is able to do that.
When Jake Browning last played, he wasn't anything special, right?
No, but was Kirk Cousins anything special last time he played?
I'm just giving myself options at that point. That's all I'm saying.
Browning's the perfect guy that if you suffer a QB injury for 2 to 3 weeks, he can help you survive. But for this amount of games?
No, I know. Yeah, but it's not. I don't even think it's an option.
All right. Thursday touchdown, 97-1.
Hey, at First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities, and with their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years. So that's why they're my personal financial partner. In fact, I'm going to stop by the Plymouth office on my way home today. Got some business to take care of, and they're always great at helping me out. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Yeah, that's about right, Dan.
Yeah.
Shutout last night. Lead is down to 4.5 in the American League Central. Still in control of this. Still getting in a good spot with Scuba tight. On the mound.
What are you? Yeah, pucker factor is getting there.
Well, there is a pucker factor, John. Mm-hmm. You want to do that again?
That's the pucker
people?
Sound.
And what did AJ say? Like, pressure packed, I think, was one of the quotes after the game yesterday. And they shouldn't run from the fact that there's... Thank you, Mike. That there's pressure on them right now. Don't run from it. Embrace it and actually do something about it today. And you got Tarek Skubal on the mound. It's the guy you'd want to have pitching when you have pressure.
Mm-hmm. And ace, step up and be an ace. And now all of a sudden you put it back above 5 games, the lead, and you firmly place that pressure back on Cleveland, because Cleveland right now, okay, yeah, they're talking about, can we catch the Tigers for the division? They're simply worried about, we're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. We're not even in the playoffs. Let's take the first step and get to that point before we even start talking about the division. They just simply want to be in the postseason. So go ahead and take that one game and double it up.
Well, they're in this position that we were in a year ago, this like...
Underdog,
yeah. Not supposed to be here. Just go to the ballpark, and if we lose, well, we're not supposed to be here, but if we win, it stacks, and you build momentum. For the Tigers, they've been in first place for like 150 days.
Right.
The idea that this would even get close is embarrassing, and the idea that it could get within 3.5 today, you start to talk about a collapse. So there's pressure on Detroit, but don't run from it. Win today, and it's 5.5 with 9 games to go, and it's not mathematically over. But you put the screws to Cleveland. This is such a big baseball game later today.
It is, but I'm not. I think embarrassing. Like if it gets close, which it is getting close.
That is embarrassing. They're at 15.5 games, John.
All right, yeah, but there's ebbs and flows of an entire season. When it's done with 162, you add them up. Did you win? Yeah. Okay. Let's go move on to the postseason. We're the division winners.
If you play,
we're the ones selling the T-shirts and the ball caps.
If you play loser baseball for 3 months, that's embarrassing.
Well, okay, so. The Guardians played loser baseball for 3 months.
It
just happened to be at the beginning of the season.
And that was embarrassing. I mean, that we don't have to like get just, cute
you,
about
you
it.
You play better baseball for 162. You win the division. There's nothing embarrassing about that.
If you let someone back in the race because you're not playing well, that's embarrassing. You don't like the word choice? Fine. Use a different word. All it's right, not
I
good.
I just don't agree with your point of view. If they win this division, I'm not going to be embarrassed how they won it.
I'll be embarrassed with the way they're playing.
Okay, fine. But again, it's how you want to see it. That's fine. But if they get to the postseason and they're out in and they don't get a top 2 seed and they're out in that 3-game series, that's embarrassing.
248-539-9797. Look, there's tensions are high right now with this baseball team. I expect Skubal to pitch a gem today. Expect them to win today. I still feel like they're winning this division. We said yesterday, just split the Flaherty and Skubal starts. Lose both, then you welcome in a little bit of anxiety, a little nervous energy. Still mathematically up 3.5 games, still under 10 to go, but then there's 3 with Cleveland looming. And suddenly, you're not even just fighting for a bye, you're fighting for your division if you lose today. I don't want to be in that spot.
No, no one wants to be in that spot. I'd rather be in this spot than where Cleveland's at.
Yeah.
Or where Houston's at.
Yeah. Houston's the team, what, they're chasing us now?
Yeah, they're
Seattle lost.
Yeah, yeah. But you also have the advantage over them because you have the tiebreaker.
That is the difference. We should be, in a weird way, you don't want either Houston or Seattle to get too hot the last 10.
Well, I don't care.
But of the two, you'd rather it be Houston because you have the tiebreaker over Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if they win today, they kind of figuratively sew up the division because of the math. If they lose today, I do think the division becomes a problem. And I never would have ever thought that they'd be in this spot. I thought they had the two seed sewed up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just they're 7-14 in their last 21. I mean, it's 333 baseball. That's losing every series, basically.
It's especially for a team that, I mean, how many series in a row did they win before the All-Star break? And I'm not counting Seattle, all that stuff, but that was the trend. It was, hey, well, we stack series win on top of series wins. How many times have we heard AJ talk about that?
Exactly. And that's the DNA of the team, and they've lost that. I will say, what are they, 300-500, you'd said?
Since? Yeah, 26-29 post-All-Star break.
They have been very streaky in that 26-29. They had a really, really, really bad streak. Then they had a good streak and got back to 25-500, which has been their ceiling, and now they're on a bad one. So maybe this thing's about to flip, just because that's what they've been the second half of the season.
Ticket text. I think we need to get the old bit of Wojo's Panic in Tiger Town out. They missed the float drop off at the Lazy River. I think they will limp through this, but not earn the bye. That's signed Dan up north.
Well, that's the one that's most at risk right now.
Yes. Texter says the Tigers need to get going. They need to get the bats going. Scooble can pitch lights out today, but if we don't score any runs again, we're not going to win. Says also, am I the only one who hates everybody on the Guardians? I want to punch them all in the face. They're a frustrating baseball team to face.
They are. And I mean, especially like when Ramirez comes up, you're like, he's just such a good baseball player. And Stephen Kwan, the plays that he makes in the outfield, like there are things that you can respect about the team. You don't have to like it. They can still be punchable, but there are things that do frustrate you about them because they do have good baseball players.
Hi, guys. This feels like the Minnesota meltdown, Darren and Goodrich.
Not that bad.
Guys, this isn't a good baseball team. The first half was a mirage. Waters found its level. They just aren't good enough, and there'll be a quick out in the playoffs.
That may be true. But, take care of that when you get to the playoffs.
Chad Ticketex in two very extreme scenarios. Either Scooble mows them down today and the Tigers stop the bleeding, or Scooble goes down with a season-ending injury and we limp into the playoffs only to be bounced in the first round.
Okay, if Scooble is not a part of the equation in the postseason, yeah, you're getting bounced.
248-539-9797. I think we have a winner for the Nate Bargatze tickets, so you can stop calling on those. We are going to get into some fun stuff in the 7 o'clock hour, including Dear John. I haven't given you your prompts yet today, by the way.
No, what are they?
Give me a second. I'll find it. We got all these papers. You got the two Grand Slam coming up at 7:25 as well.
Mm-hmm. So I did get a little bit of a teaser off air yesterday. I know there's a food one.
Oh, it's staring me right in the face. Here you go. Pre-game meals.
Okay, there we go.
You love food questions. Got oil change, watching the Lions, and do I buy the jersey?
Oh.
It's coming up at 7:35.
I like all
those. Yes. All right, we'll get to Luke Sloan in the update, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.